This is like a strange question. Do you guys have a stretch play? And if not, why don't you when a lot of teams like Denver and Green Bay we seem to run it so?
Yeah, we ran a little bit more with Javid. Yes, we do, to answer that question. But it's kind of one of those things where, if you're playing, first of all, we practice against a wide nine defense, so we don't get a whole lot of work on outside zone plays. So you get a little bit more in tune to what you do the most. But there's certain teams that the stretch play is good, and we've ran it a number of times this year. I don't know what our efficiency level is, but it's in our playbook.
Staying with the run game, Mikel had one of his most productive games against Green Bay last time, but they had some real favorable run boxes, I remember. How do you look at how you guys ran the ball that week, and what do you have to do better?
Well, we have to have the same kind of approach. You know, we're getting a lot of favorable boxes when we play teams. We're getting a lot of nickel defense. We're getting the kind of things that enable you to have a potential advantage. We just need to continue to move in the direction that we have. I think we're well in that, over 4 yards per carry and our average per carry, which is, since I've been here, the best we've been consistently through 12 games. So if we continue to trend that way between him and Joyke, I think we'll feel pretty good about the direction our running game's gone from where it's been in the past.
You need to run better than you did at the end of last week when you couldn't get those.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole idea there is, they're playing not a favorable box. We're in a situation where we're trying to do two things. We're trying to stay on the field. We're also trying to make them use their timeouts. A few years ago, we played the Jets and threw an incomplete pass in a similar situation and left a lot of time on the clock, and the Jets were able to, drive the ball down and score. So a lot of that is, you're trying to do two things. Trying to get the first. The only way that you can keep the clock rolling as you're trying to get the first is to ensure that you do that by running the football. If you get the first down there, it's a perfect scenario. If you don't, you're at least leaving less time on the clock.
How effective can Thomas Durham and Wibiski be for your offense, do you think?
Well, I hope very effective. They're all very capable. I'm very excited for their opportunity. They're all guys that are in the NFL for a reason. All of them have been drafted and been with other teams and now with ours, and they all have unique skill sets,
What are they?
Well, Mike's got the speed, and he's played. We're going to play him some in some different positions. He'll be able to, I think, take over some of our slot, since we've lost our two slot receivers. Rubisky's been a guy that's, a very good route runner, student of the game, excellent hands. And then Durham, he's the guy that, we brought in. We had very good grades on him coming out of college. He ended up going to Seattle, and then when he was available, brought him in knowing that, he was going to give us a receiver with size. And, we got Calvin, but to be able to have a receiver, 6'5", on the outside that can build speed down the field, I think gives us another dimension that we haven't had on the field. So I think all three of them bring, something pretty unique to the table.
Is it challenging to get those guys up to speed, especially since you have two to your roster?
We've had a few weeks with all three now, so the challenge isn't as tough as maybe it had been 2-3 weeks ago. All those kids with some of the guys being banged up throughout the year have been getting quite a bit of reps in practice. So
what about Lance Long? He's
Lance, Lance right now, we'll see. We just got him here yesterday. But he's a guy that has a background in our offense from the offseason and preseason in the slot. But right now we'll wait and see what his potential involvement in this particular game will be. But I think, down the road, the next couple of games, he'll be an option.
Jim's a little bit in the crosshairs. The season hasn't gone the way anybody, wanted it to in terms of the organization or expectations. A lot of it comes down to decisions that sometimes you and Gunther make, and he says, he kind of leaves you alone during the possession. As someone who's been a head coach and been a coordinator, just talk about the thin line between, being a genius and being criticized.
Well, that's the business we're in, and we all understand it. I mean, when you do well and you win, and your critical play works in your favor, you're doing what you're supposed to do. When you don't, you've got to find out you've got to look at what you're doing and continue to work on getting better to be better in those situations. You know, last year we did a lot of very unique things, you know, offensively. I mean, someone told me the other day, they said, you know, you guys broke 23 franchise records last year on offense. And I said, I know that probably elevated expectations pretty high. This year, you know, we're you know, remarkably, you know, the wins have not come with a lot of, you know, really good things that have come out of our season. I mean, Calvin's having one of the best seasons in NFL history. Matt's still up there as one of the leading passers in the league. And just the thing that we've got to get, and what I'd like to get done offensively in the last 4 weeks, is get just producing those critical times of the game. We get in a, you know, if we got to get a score to win the game and make it a two-score game so that they can't catch up, we've got to get that score. We can't leave points out there and leave a one-score game still a one-score game. If we can do those things, you know, and close out, you know, some of these fourth quarters and do, you know, we were starting slow for a while, and I think we've been playing a lot better in the first half. Now we just got to put together, you know, what we were doing in the first half of the season and play well in the second half. We put together a four-quarter game. We'll be, you know, we'll feel really good going back in the direction that we've been trending offensively, because, you know, these guys are, you know, doing some remarkable things in the midst of, you know, having a losing season right now. If we can finish up strong these last four games, we'll probably be able to feel good about some of the things we've done this year too.
How much do you appreciate that Jim doesn't micromanage you within a possession?
Oh, well, Jim's great at that. I mean, he understands it. He was a coordinator. You know, it's you know, I mean, he hires coaches to do their jobs, and that's, you know, what he does for all of us. And he gives me a lot of help during the week. And you know, hopefully, you know, as we're moving forward, we can continue to you know, have the offensive success we've enjoyed especially over the last 3 years.
Joakim's really started to break off some of those explosive runs you guys flagged early in the season. Is he earning more playing time in this offense?
I think that's a fair statement. He, by his play, he's been able to do that preseason on how he played in situations there. Came away with some big plays. Even in the passing game, he was getting some big plays for us in obvious passing downs. So, but him rattling off really the three explosive runs that we've had this year certainly gives him, you know, some more opportunities, I think, in our offense, not just in the games. I think you'll see him playing a little bit more throughout the game.
Calvin has amazing numbers, despite the fact that your wide receiver group is beat up. And is that simply because he's a freak, or because his connection with Matthew is better? Or?
Well, they've been, you know, I mean, even he's had a great year, but even last year he had over 1,600 yards and 16 touchdowns. I mean, I think those guys playing together over the last 4 years and being able to have that synergy together has a lot to do with it. Calvin's a great player. We target him probably as much as anybody in the NFL for obvious reasons. But, you know, he's able to do it. The thing unique about Calvin and Matt's ability to produce is he's able to do it with people. You know, it's not just double coverage. A lot of times there's three guys, someone over the top, someone playing up and bump, and some you know, linebacker leaning that way. So that's what's pretty amazing about it.
You see some exotic stuff.
Well, we just see exotic in how people game plan. I mean, you really can't watch film against a team that doesn't have a player like Calvin and look at their tape and say they're going to play it. You just basically watch and see if the players are the same, and then you just know that, you know, you're not going to get any of those looks come Sunday. So we have to spend a lot of time kind of, you know, being a little more proactive in how we practice and how we prepare Calvin for how they're going to defend him.
You've been to Lambeau a bunch of times here and in Minnesota. Yeah. When you think back to last year, I mean, how amazing was it, the shootout that you guys had
that was
in Stafford, 520?
Yeah, that was an unbelievable game, and it was, you know, obviously disappointing to lose it, but that was one of the funnest games I've been a part of, because the players just came out and just, you know, I mean, they just played their hearts out. There really wasn't a lot riding on the game at the time. I remember, I think, had we won, we would have ended up having a difference in the seed. I don't know what that would have done to our playoff chances or any of that, but our guys wanted to go. I mean, one of their goals is to go in there and win, and I mean, they left it all out there, and I really felt like we had a chance to win the game at the end. And this year, if we can get in that same situation, we need to.
Can he go 520 again?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's the most prolific offensive day in the history of the Lions, and these guys do some amazing things, and they'll continue to do so. I think that was one of the games that just kind of set a new standard for how we can play when we're on our A game.